The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Kiddushin has been sponsored by our good friend Mr. Haimi Dana, Hashem Shmireu V'Hayehu, in honor of his wife, Dina Bat Rivka. That should have many years of Shalom Bayit, Masechet Kiddushin. And Aslaha, Parnasa, and all good things, health, happiness, Nachat from the children, and all the Berachot. Amen. Today's daf is being studied in the Nishmat, Mozekine Yosef Ben Sarah, and Marat Zekinati, and Fabat Sarah. Nishmat be Abraham Ben Esther, and Hashem Tani Hamid and Aiden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied from Ashur Imam Moshe Ben Dina, Sarah Ruhama Bat Rachel, Sarah Bat Rachel, Vegam, Dina Bat, Nazira, Shoven, the two Hayom, Ishak Ben Frida. We start four lines from the bottom. We are in the sugya of shilihut. We learned yesterday that one of the sources of shilihut is Korban Pesach. It says in the pasuk, "V'shachatu oto." So we said that it can't be that all the Jewish people slaughtered the Korban Pesach, and that one person slaughters for the group. So you see what? That you're able to make a shaliach, even for Kadashim, even for Korbanot. So it was Hani Al Rabbi Yoshua ben Korcha that uses the Pasuk for that purpose. Rabbi Yoshua learned like that. El Rabbi Yonatan, but according to Rabbi Yonatan, the Mapik Lelaikar Al Drasha Harina, he learns from the Pasuk of Korban Pesach. He has a different derasha. Minalan, how does he know shilihut? Well, what does he learn? The Tanya Rabbi Yonatan Rabbi Minayin Shekol Yisrael Kulam Yutzim VePesach Echad. How do you know that Kol Klal Yisrael can be Yotze even with one Pesach? Even though there's not enough to go around, there's not enough Kezayit to go around for all Klal Yisrael with one Korban Pesach, he holds, you're still Yotze. Because the main thing is, so long as you were registered on the Korban and the blood was sprinkled, that's the key. That the blood was sprinkled for you, even though you're not going to get a kezayit of meat, it's okay. Chene emar, v'shachatu oto kol kehal adat Yisrael ben arbaim. V'chi kol ha-kehal kolam shohatim. I mean, the whole kehal, slaughters kolam pesach, v'al o enu shohat ela echad. Ela mikan, sheko Yisrael yotzim bepesach echad. He learns over there, the pasuk is saying, one slaughters for everybody. Oh, so what does that teach me? That you don't have to have a kezayit of the korban necessarily. How much could the korban feed? 30 people, let's say? What about all the other 10,000 people that are registered? No, so long as they were registered and the spread blood was sprinkled for them, for the kavanah for them. So they yotze. So how does he know shilihut? Shaliach bekadashim minale. If he uses the pasuk already to teach me this chadush, how does he know the chadush of shilihut? So the Gemara says, mine. You learn it from there as well. Which means, in the chadush that he said, you also see the din of shilihut. That one guy is slaughtering for everybody. True, you're also learning from it that one guy can slaughter for everybody and everybody can be registered, but in that hadush as well, you see that what? One guy is slaughtering for everybody. That is shali'ut. So you learn both things from the pasuk. It's not a contradiction to learn both items from this pasuk. So Gemara says, no, v'del mashaniyat di'it le'shutafut begavayu. Well, maybe it's different. Maybe over there, the reason why shilihut works is because he's a partner in it. Maybe shilihut only works when the shaliach himself is part of the group. And if it can be a shaliach, in the case of Korban Pesach, he's also registered. We want to look for a case, how do you know that person being a shaliach, he's got nothing to do with the case. He's just being an agent. Don't learn from here. This you only learn that what? When a guy is part of it. So comes Gemara and says, אלא מאחר, הכל דרך לפניו אלא מפעמי, ויקחו להם איש שא לבית אבות, שא לבית. So we learn from this pasuk over here, that one takes the korban for the entire family. Right? ויקחו להם איש שא לבית אבות, שא לבית. One guy takes for the whole family. Oh, so you see what? That's the עניין of שליחות. Oh, but you're going to ask me, oh, he's also part of it. That's Gemara's question. V'dilma hatav named ita shutafut begavayu. Again, he's connected to the item, to the food. Maybe he can't learn to regular shilihut. In ken tre kera'e lamali. Oh, comes out we have two pesukim. Two pasuk are teaching us the same thing. One pasuk is v'shachatu oto kol kahal adat yisemin arbayim. Another pasuk is se le bet abo se le bayit. We need two pasukim. To teach me what? That you can be a shaliach for Korban Pesach? We know that already. We need two pasukim. So then we employ a style of derasha that's called im enu enyan. Which is, if it doesn't have any application to what it says, then already you're allowed to learn it to what is not said. Which means, I don't need the second pasuk to teach me that we can have shilichut by Korban Pesach. That the first pasuk taught me. Also, must be the second pasuk is teaching me that shilichut works even in the case where the guy's not part of it. This, the pasuk is not relevant to what it's talking about. So employ it to a place where it doesn't apply, I mean to a case of shaliyah that is not even part of the action. Oh, so Gemara says, hold it. We need that second pasuk for something. The second pasuk of se le bet abo, se le bayit, we need it. What do you need it for? Hay me bayit lehelech lebi Yitzhak. Tamar b'Yitzhak, ish zoche velo akatan zoche. Because the pasuk says, v'yikho lehem ish. Ish, ish is an adult. That she says, ul'olam mishum de'it le'shutafut begavayu. Really, I'll tell you, maybe, I only have one pasuk. To teach me shilichot by kadashim, that's only because he's part of it. U'dekamati menu anyan. Or maybe you can tell me the second pasuk is extra. No, enyan hu lo. No, you need it for something. What? It's tzarich lemaute katan shein lo koach likach bishul achilim. Which means a katan cannot be zocheh for other people. In the law of shalichut, dafka a gadol, an ish, can be the shaliach for other people by Korban Pesach. But a katan, no. So therefore the pasuk is necessary. So we're back to the same question. How do you know regular shilichut? And don't tell me it's from the second pasuk, because the second pasuk is necessary to teach me the din of ish velo katan. Kabrasna, hahu mi ish lefi ochlo nafka. We have another pasuk. It says ish lefi ochlo. By Korban Pesach. And that teaches me ish velo katan. Oh, so therefore the second pasuk is extra again, and therefore we go back to the Imen or Anyan, and therefore we can learn Shilichut Ba'an, or we can learn regular Shilichut. Still, the second pasuk is necessary. We need it. The Shohatin et the Pesach ala Yahid. To teach me what? The law of Shohatin et the Pesach ala Yahid, which means, this last pasuk that you quoted me, that how do you know katan? You know katan from ish lefi ochlo. So the Gemara says, no, from that pasuk, I don't learn katan. I need that pasuk to teach me another derasha. That she says, v'akat yivele ish lefi ochlo ta'chot u'deshot lepesach al yachid. Ve'lo ayta l'shlechot echad lo shayach. Which is that pasuk is teaching me ish lefi ochlo that you could slaughter one pesach for everybody else. The second pasuk is teaching me that what ish velo katan. The first pasuk is teaching me shilichut, but only where you are part of it. Oh, so we're back to the question. We have nothing extra to learn regular shilichut. So Gemara says, "Savar la keman damar in shochatin et pesach al yachid." This opinion holds that what, that you're not allowed to slaughter the pesach ala yahid, and therefore that pasuk is coming to teach me the din of ish lefi ochlo, teach me ish velo katan, and the second pasuk now is available to teach me the din of shilichut even where the person is not part of it. Very good. So all the pasukim are accounted for. What does this mean over here when it says in the Gemara en shohatin et pesach ala yahid? That means you're not allowed to have a Korban Pesach with one guy in the group. Okay, you need to have a Habura. However many people, a minimum Habura is, that's another discussion. But the point is, there's a Machloket. Can you slaughter the Korban Pesach Ale Yachid? So the quote, the one that says, Ish Tefi Ochlo Tachosu, yeah, Ish, even one guy. Also, if that pasuk was not extra. It's, no, we're going according to the opinion that says, no, Ken Shohatin et Pesach Ale Yachid. So therefore, that pasuk, I'm sorry, in Shohatin et pesach ala yachid. Therefore, that pasuk of ish tefi ochlo is available, and therefore that teaches me ish velo katan, and then the second pasuk teaches me shilichut even where the person is not part of it. Good. That's just a stam alo. That it's machloket. Can you slaughter a korban pesach with one guy registered on the korban? Good. Kavzik Gemara says, ve'ela, So then we have shlichut from pesukim by Korban Pesach. Everything works out. Ve'elahad amar of Gidal amar Rav. How do you know that the shaliach of a person is like him? That was talking about when Yeshua ben Nun was dividing up the land of Israel when they came in and conquered the land. So what? One representative of each tribe came to Yeshua and got the land. He received the rights to the land, and then he divided it up for the tribe. So you see what? The tribe was represented by one person, which means they appointed a shaliach. Why are you learning from there? Do you see what? The whole tribe didn't come to Yeshua to get the land. One was represented, and he was zocheh for the whole tribe. So you see shlichut from this pasuk over here. What's the matter with this pasuk? That wasn't working with the mechanics of shaliach. You know why it couldn't be working with shaliach? You cannot be a shaliach for a katan. Part of the tribe is made up of ketanim, of minors. A minor can't appoint a shaliach. So therefore, if you're going to say it worked midin shalichut, then the ketanim would never have come to acquire the land. And we know that when they got the land, everybody got a piece of the land, each person of the tribe. So that's not working midam shalichut. So how is it working? Oh, different concept. The shilichut over here, or the division of the land of Israel, worked on the principles of zachin le'adam shelo befanav. What's the principle say? It says, if let's say something I know is an absolute zechut for you, right? So I can come along and make a kinyan with you in mind. And you will own the item. Why? Because we say that it's a zikud, even though I didn't ask you. And even though you don't know about it. Why? It's an inyan of zikhiyah. And therefore, in the story of Yeshua, it wasn't that they appointed him a shaliach, because if it's going to work, mitan shalichut, en shalichut katan. But what? It was working with a different principle. Zakhin adam shalom fanav, which is they went, and they were zocheh for everybody else. And since it's a zikud for everybody, so that's the way that's the way it worked. Different mechanics. Good. Oh, so the Gemara says, how do you know? The Amar of Gita Amar of Minayin Shzechin Adam Shlo Befanav Shneimar VeNasi Yachad Nasi Yachad. So the Gemara says, hold it. VeTispira Zechuti. Who told you that it's an absolute zechut to have a piece of land? Why not? Gemara says, Ha Chova Nameika. Sometimes it'll be a chova. Why? Exactly. The guy's going to come along and say, I was okay for you. So I don't want that. I don't want a valley. I wanted the mountain range. Another guy says, hey, I don't want the mountain range. I want the valley. Which means, how do you know it's an absolute zechut that you could say was working with din zechiyah? It's not necessarily zechut until you know that the guy's happy with the property that he got. Just because he has property? Who knows? If this property, they're not appealing to him. So therefore, it's chobah. It's not just you have a piece of property. Or so you're better off than you were. No, I'm not better off than I just not appealing to me, this property. So I could have worked mitam zechiyah. So comes the Gemara and says, Ve'ela k'darabah baravuna, damarabah baravuna, amarab gidal, amar rav. Minayim liyetomim shebao lahlok. You have yetomim, orphans, that are coming to divide in the estate of their father that died. Shebetin mamidim them apotropos. The betin appoints for them an administrator. Lachov vilischot. To obviously be zocheh for them, and also to do things that are not to their benefit. Like what are we talking about? Lachuf? Amai? Why should we allow an administrator to do something that's not to the benefit of the yetomim? What does that statement mean? We allow them to benefit them, that's for sure. But, and we allow them what? To do things that are to their detriment? So Gemara says, Ela lachuf al menat leschot. Which means, as long as the intention of the apotropos is good, to be zocheh, even though it leads to a detriment, it's binding. Meaning, let's say the apotropos goes to Beit Din, you know, with the intention to gain property for the yetomim, and he loses. Now it comes out, it was a chov. It's okay. Because his intention was for a zichut, even though it came to chuma. How do you know that the apotel was has that? Right? Same thing over here. When the leaders of the tribes came to Yeshua ben Nun, their intention was to be zochei for the people. True, later on it comes out, the guy says, I don't want a mountainous plot. I don't want a bikah. Listen, my intention was to serve you. Turned out, it came out, it's not to your detriment, it's to your detriment. That's okay. That's considered zakin adam as well. And from here we learn that an apotropos has the same law. As soon as he goes to Betim with the intent to serve the yetomim properly, even though it comes out in the hall at the end, that is okay as well. So look at that sheep. She says, Ela kederaba. See that sheep? Ela kederaba. Kedomar. Lo zechut shelo befenav geredata ika lemashma mineh. No, it's not a regular zechut over that you're learning. Zechein la darshol fanav ela leruye name teleketanim afilu choba haba'a mahmad zechut. That for the ketanim, even a choba that came through a zechut, rasha'in betin la'asot lehem kiachad lezchutam benachala ba'u. Listen, they came in order to benefit them in nachala. Vafapi shepa'amim shechalukah zu chobatam di'ika delo niha lebechalik shenafalo afilu achi lo adrebehu. Still, it cannot retract. If you tell me for sure the apotropos is going to do something to the detriment, who needs an apotropos to do something to the detriment? We're going to bring them to court to defend the yetomim. And if you come out guilty, okay, it'll also be binding because the intention was to be zochei. How do you know that from? From Nasi Ahad. She's Vahaka Zikut Bihobau, Kalaman Ikad Rihale Bihar, and etc., etc. Okay, comes the Gemara and continues. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shemuel Yetumim Shabbat Nachmak Benechse Abihim. Yetumim that have come to divide the assets of their father. Betim Amidim Lem Apotropos. Betim appoints for them an Apotropos, an administrator. Oboririm Naim Helek Yafeh. And the Apotropos chooses for each one of its clients the best share that he thinks is, is for them. Halik yafeh. V'imigdilu, but if the Yitumim get older, yichulim limchot. They can come along and protest. No, we didn't want this halik over here. V'rav Nachman dide amar. Rav Nachman himself says, imigdilu enam yichulim limchot. He says, no, what's done is done. When they get older, they cannot protest. Why? Dimken makoach bedin yafeh. So what power did you give to Betin? If you can only uproot what Betin did later on, so therefore Betin has no powers. So therefore, we see that Nachman himself holds of this logic that we give power to a Betin, and what Betin says is binding. And you can't later on come along and say, well, Betin, we're going to uproot them. Imken makoach bedin yafeh. So Gemara says, umi itle Rav Nachman, imken makoach bedin yafeh. Does Rav Nachman really subscribe to this opinion that says that we give the power to the Beit Din and we don't override it ever? Vatinan shum adayanim. What's shum adayanim? We're talking about over here. Let's say you made an appraisal, which means a person owes money to a malveh. Okay? Loveh owes money to the malveh. So they went and they appraised the money of the loveh. They got to borrow the money, because they're going to take his property to give it to the malveh. He owes $1,000, he'll never $1,000. So they go, they start to assess his goods, his assets. Okay, it's called Shum Hadayanim. So it says Shum Hadayanim, the assessment of the judges, Shipihato Shtut. What they do? They undervalued it by a Shtut, by a sixth of its value, or a Tiru Shtut. Or they overvalued it, overestimated it by a sixth, Machran Batel. The sale is batel, the sale is void. Okay? Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Mechran Kayam. Says, no, it is considered binding. It's considered valid. Imken, Makoh Bedin Yafeh. Otherwise, what are we giving the power to the Betin? When we give Betin the power to go start making assessments, so you got to give them power. Now you're going to start saying, well, if they went over a six or under a six, no good. So you're taking away the power of the Betin. Normally, we have a general rule that says the law of una'ah. The basic law of una'ah is if a person, let's say, sells something, he has to sell it within the proper margin of price. If he sells it, let's say, within a sixth of the higher, let's say, than the price, within a sixth, the sale is considered a sale. If he sells it above a sixth, that's already usury. The sale is nullified and he gets his money back. If he sells it exactly the sixth, the sale is a sale and he has to compensate it back with his money. So there's three different levels in onah. But that's only when a guy's regularly making a sale. When you have dayanim that are coming in now and making an assessment, even if they went above a sixth or lower than a sixth, what's done is done. Right? Why? Because but Tana Kama said no. Tana Kama said that even by Shuma Dayanim, when they're coming in and making the assessment, if they went over a sixth, it's nullified like a regular case of usury. So the Gemara says, "V'amar of Huna, Amar of Nachman, halacha k'divrei hakamim." Oh, you see the halacha according to the rabbis, like the rabbis that say what? The sale is overturned, which means we overturn Bedin. That means that Nachman doesn't hold imken makawach Bedin yafe, because he's saying over here we go like Tana Kama that says what? We don't listen to Bedin. Bedin made a mistake. The assessment is considered nullified. Mm-hmm. So make up your mind, Rav Nachman. One place you said imken makawach Bedin yafe. One case you say forget about what Bedin says. So Gemara says lachasha ha de ta'u ha de lo ta'u, which means like this. In this case, over here of the shtut business that they made an assessment, they made a mistake. So when they made a mistake, they toyer. In that case, Rav Nachman is going to say, Michlam Batel. You don't give Betin Kawach to make mistakes. Oh, in the case that we learned above, that we said with the Yetomim, with the Apotropos, no, they didn't make a mistake. They took a nice piece for the Yetomim, and the later on when the Yetomim come along and say, oh, we don't want this piece, sorry, Betin did their due diligence, they did the right thing for you, and therefore, in that case where it wasn't done by a mistake, we're going to respect the Betin. That's not mine's different. So Gemara says, hold it. So if they did right by the Yetomim, what are they protesting? Which is if you tell me that the Yetomim got the best property available by the Apotropos, so later on when they get older, they can protest. What are you protesting? You're telling me that the guy didn't make a mistake. They gave the guy really a good property. What are you protesting? Gemara says, they could argue, they could protest direction. Or as we say, location. Which means, he could come along and say, yeah, the field is a great A field, there's nothing more than the field, but you know, I don't want it over here, I wanted it over there. Because I have another field over there, and I want this field to be next to it. And therefore, they can complain on Ruchot. In that case, if that matters, it doesn't matter. Since the assessment of the field itself was the right value, so you want to come along now and go, oh, I wanted a better location from somewhere else, according to the Nachman, that's overriding Bedin, when they didn't make a mistake, so therefore, it is considered binding. As she looked at the top, she beruhot, mishnafal lo chelik bedarom. Right, he got a piece in the south. Omer, noach li chelik betzafon. I wanted the piece in the north, why? Shaita lo sham sadeh simuchala, shenafla le'imo. He had already a field that he inherited from his mother, you know, years before, in the other sections. He said, hey, I would have added something else. Kamash malan, according to the Nachman, no, once Betin doesn't, that's not considered a mistake. The assessment was a proper assessment of the value, therefore, we say, in kim mekoch Betin, your friend, therefore, cannot be overridden. Amar of Nachman, ha'achim shehalku, brothers that came to divide the estate of their father. Harein kalakuhot. It has the law of a purchase regarding the laws of una'ah, the laws of usury. When each guy gets his helik, we have to make sure that he's getting the fair value and not getting more or not getting less. And we're going to treat it like we would treat somebody that bought something that was overpriced or underpriced. And what's the laws? So the Gemara says, "Pachot mishtut nikne," which means if it's less than a shtut, if it's less than a sixth, which means he got overcharged, but less than a sixth, nikne meka. The sale is a sale, right? Sale is a sale. Yeter al shtut. Oh, but if he took, let's say, more than a sixth, then already batel meka. Then already the sale is void. Money is returned. Shtut, exactly a sixth. Kana, umazir ona'a. The sale is a sale, but you have to return the usury. So those are the three famous rules by usury. You have less than a sixth, and over a sixth. guy charges, you know, whatever it is, you know, crazy amount over the normal market price, you could take the guy to Beit Din and say, he overcharged me. They say, how much did he overcharge you? He overcharged you over a sixth of the price. Normally, sale is null and void. Give the money back, goodbye. If it's less than a sixth, he takes the Beit Din, hey, the guy overcharged me less than a sixth. Oh, less than a sixth? That's within the price. The sale is a sale. However, exactly a sixth, then already you can take him to Beit Din, and Beit Din will say, the sale is a sale. There's no backsies on that, but you got to return the money back. I give some of the laws over here of usury. That which we said, that if it's only overcharging less than a sixth, that the sale is considered a sale. That's only talking about where you bought the item yourself. You didn't send the shaliach to the store to go buy it for you. Right? You sent the shaliach, comes back, and he says, oh, by the way, I realize that I paid a little over, but don't worry, you're within a sixth. So no, sir. Amar litikune shadratich v'lo'avati. He can tell the shaliach, I sent you to benefit me, not to harm me. And therefore, in that case over there, you can go to Beit Din and the sale will be nullified. Because the shaliach is only able to benefit me. Where should he pay overpriced at all? It's only when you bought it yourself. But already, you could have that law over there. Oh, so comes the Gemara says, v'had amran yeter mishtut batel meka, that was said over a sixth. The sale is nullified. Lo amran ela de lo amar nifliginan b'shuma. Now again, this is talking about the brothers that are dividing real estate. Right? This is going back to the case. We're comparing it to a regular case of purchase. But the case we're actually analyzing is a case where the brothers are dividing the estate of their father. So that which we say, if it's above a sixth, that's only what we say, it's bater, and then they have to go back again and reevaluate. That's only talking about delo amar nifliginan bishuma, where they didn't say that we want to evaluate it according to assessment, the bedina, of the bedin. And they did it themselves. Aval aman niflog bishuma de bedina mikran kayam. But if they brought Beit Din, so then to do the assessment for them, no matter what happens, they're sumech on Beit Din, and even if it's more than a sixth, it is binding. Ditnan shuma dayanin shepihatu shtut or tiru shtut. Right? If it went above, if the assessment of the judges was above a sixth or low, according to one opinion, mechram batel, the sale is nullified. And we go like the Bachu and Gamliel, and therefore, if they called in judges to make this division, and they find out that one guy got more, sixth or more, it is considered binding. Okay, look at Rashi. The fourth line. That which if it's above a sixth, so the whole division is batel. That they decided to do it amongst themselves, not through an official betin. If they accepted upon themselves that the three judges are going to come in and make an assessment, even if they assessed it wrong, meaning above a shtut, קיים. דקאי מעלן כרבן שומם גמליאל דאמר מכלן קיים מסכת כתובות. Okay, we don't hold that halakha is like the hachamim in that case. We hold that halakha is like Rashbag, not like Rav Nachman that told us about the halakha is like the hachamim in that case. We go like Rashbag, and therefore the sale is the same. Had amran shtut kana, that which we said, that if it says exactly a sixth, the sale is binding, ma'zir ona'ah, but you got to return the ona'ah, you got to return the overcharge. That's only talking about movables. Why? Because ona'ah is written in the pasuk that says, "O kano miyad amitecha." It's talking about items that are sold miyad liyad by the hand. However, abab mekarkei rule in ona'ah lekarkaot. There is no ona'ah when it comes to karka, when it comes to properties. Oh, bemekarkei, oh, mekarka. No, amaran ela. This we're talking about the brothers now, right? They're dividing real estate now. No, ona. Wait, that's only the ela de palug be'eluya. What does it mean be'eluya? As she says, be'eluya shelo halkum behebel. They didn't actually measure the properties. Nitol kol echad bira'a biyafa. We didn't measure, okay, you'll get, because there's good properties and there's bad properties, right? So it's not like they took a measuring stick and they said, okay, you'll get half of this one, I'll get half of this one, you'll get half of this one. No, they didn't do it like that. How did they do it? They evaluated worth. Oh, let's say the good field is worth $10,000. Okay, so the $10,000, we got to give you $10,000 comparable in other fields. So we'll give you a ziburit and a binonit more to make it, to make up the difference, to make sure it equals. In that case, over there, when you're just assessing it with the estimation like that, there's no ona'a by real estate. However, about plug bin mashha, lo. But if they actually went with the rope and they went in measuring, you know, you get half the Eidit, I get half the Eidit. You get half the Ziburit, I get half the. They're actually taking a measuring stick. Then already, if it was over a sixth or less than a sixth, it is going to be Batil. No. Kedra Rabbah. That's following Rabbah's opinion. That says what? Look at the Amar Rabbah. Kol davar shebimidah v'shebimishka v'shebiminyan. Anything that you midah. Midah is you measure. Mishkal is you weigh. Shebiminyan is that is counted. Afilu pachot mechde ona'a. Even less than ona'a. Any number, nameh chozer.
Wow.
Why? Because you're selling the guy a number. You're telling the guy you're boarding 12 of these items. Right? He gives him 11. Oh, it's less than shtut. No, no, you're selling it by the number. You're selling it by the weight. The guy says, you're buying a pound of a certain item. Okay? So it's less than a pound. That's right, well, less than a pound. The of you're giving this, it's a gift that's really the hashivut of the item. Therefore, there's one. So in this case also, the guy's actually taking the measuring stick and measuring the field, so he measured wrong. Well, you gave him more, you gave him less. Therefore, it's going to be batel. Look at Rashi. She says, Chozer, she'en ze kishar ona, or dekamina ba'zap ba'chot b'shtut ma'chid inish. Which is normally we say, the logic of why ona'a less than a sixth is okay, because you say less than a sixth, the guy's mohair. That guy's not going to be a stickler for less than a sixth, or more than a sixth, so, you know, no, within a sixth. Okay, it's insignificant. Because when you're making an assessment like that, well, you're doing it with a money assessment. This is worth about 10,000, so we'll give you a comparable amount. Hey, you can't be exact to the T to get it 10,000. Do you have to give the guy a little room for leeway? And you could assume that they're mohel on that mistake. However, when you take a measuring stick and you measure it wrong, nobody's mohel on that. When you get a measuring stick out, when I say I want to buy a dozen of something, you got to count me 12. You can't say, okay, you got it 11, it's okay also. No, no, daddy wants 12. That's the item that he's makfid on. So therefore, there's going to be on that. Okay? Of Haditnan, however, that which we learned in the Mishnah. השולח דבעירה ביד חירי שוטה וקטן פטור מדיני אדם וחיה ודיני שמיים. What's the case over there? The guy took a coal. בעירה is a fire. He took a coal ביד חירי שוטה וקטן. He gave it to one of these people who have no doubt. חירי שוטה וקטן. And what did the guy do? The kid went and he put the coal in somebody else's field and burnt down the guy's field. So the deen is פטור מדיני אדם. You can't go after the guy who sent him. But the court will not obligate the guy. But in God's court, the guy is guilty. Okay? Why is that over there? We'll see. The Gemara says, Pikeyah Hayav. However, if let's say he sent the Shaliyah was a Pikeyah, guy was a competent, smart guy over there, so therefore he has to pay. Okay? Which means the pikeyah is hayav. Pikeyah hayav. If he sent through a pikeyah, the guy who did it is hayav. You don't obligate the guy who sent him. You have your own brains. Wow. Right? So therefore, who told you to go burn the guy's field down? Okay. So therefore, in that case over there, the pikeyah is going to be hayav. Okay. Right? So the guy asks the question, why don't you say that the messenger is representing the guy that sent him, and therefore, even when it's a pikeyah, you should go after the guy that sent them.
Yeah.
And then you just tell me a rule. The messenger of a guy is like the guy. So therefore, why you tell me the pikeah has to pay? The pikeah should come along and say, what do you want from me? He sent me. So comes the Gemara and says, we have a rule. Shariatam. De'in shaliyah nedvar avera. Famous rule. There's no shlihut when it comes to avera. you're on your own. The Amar Amrina, we have a Sivara. Devre Harav V'devre Talmid Devre Mishomein. What does this mean? Bore Olam tells you, that's the Rav, don't damage people's fields. The Talmid, this guy over here tells you, go burn the field. Who told you to listen to the Talmid when the Rav told you? No. So when you did it, you did it on your own. Who asked you to listen? Well, the guy doesn't go kill somebody. Well, he told me to kill him. But God told you don't kill him. So therefore, you can't now blame your actions on the guy that sent you. Devrei HaRav, God, Devrei HaTalmid, Devrei Mishomein. And therefore we have a principle that says, En Shaliach Lidvar Avera. Okay? Oh, so come, let's go one more step over here. Let's go one more step. Kevara says, V'haditanya, but we learned in a Braita. A guy has money. Okay, famous case. Guy has money in his house. It's Hekdesh money. Okay, it's sanctified, it's a consecrated money. Okay? He gave it to the Shaliach to go buy him something. He didn't realize that it was Kodesh. So it says, Shaliach shelo asa shlichuto, which means, he told him, let's say, buy me a shirt. The Shaliach didn't listen. He didn't buy him a shirt. He bought him a pair of pants. He bought him a talent. He bought him something else. Shaliach shelo asa shlichuto. He did not listen to the instructions that he was sent to do. Shaliach ma'al. Wow. So we blame it on the Shaliach, and therefore we consider he used the money for non-consecrated purposes. Therefore, he's going to be hayav.
Who's the ma'al?
Lashi, please. Shaliach shelo asa shlichuto. See Lashi? Gabe ekdesh ka'e. Shayu etzlo ma'ot ekdesh. V'ta'a, he made a mistake. V'kasabur she'en shel chulin. He thought they were just regular monies. ומסרו לשליח לקח בהן חלוק. Don't know if I buy me a shirt. וקנה בהם תלת. שליח מעל. The מעילה is on the שליח. ולא על שולחו שבדבר זה אינו שולחו. Right. Which means, I didn't send you for this. I said you to buy me a shirt. You want to tell it? You're on your own. Oh, however, asash li'uto. But if he executed what he was supposed to do, balabayit ma'al. Then who gets the avon? The balabayit. Same thing. Ki asash li'uto the balabayit. Balabayit mi'a ma'al. Amai ne'ma enchad varavera. I thought you just told me enchad varavera. That each guy works for himself. Now what says, Shani Me'ila. Now what's exactly the question over there?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense, this question, right? Because the whole thing is the Devrei Rav, Devrei Tamid, Devrei Mishomei. I didn't know it was Asur. The whole logic of why you blame the Shaliach is because you can come, why we blame the Shaliach is because we say, Devrei Rav, Devrei Tamid. Who told you to listen to this guy? What do you mean? I know he gave me holy money. I don't know what he gave me over here. He made a mistake. Yeah.
That's why the Baal is responsible.
No, the Shaliach is responsible. Which means you're telling me over here, right? The Baal Abayit is Hayav. Right? So Gibra says, Gibra's asking the other way. Say En Shalil Varavera and the Shaliach should be Hayav.
But why should it be Hayav?
Again, the Gemara is asking. Yes. You're telling me you rule En Shalil Varavera. I don't care if he executed. Why are you telling me that the Mishaleach is Hayav? The Shaliach should be... The Gemara's statement is...
Why don't you say?
Go slow. When he executed, buy me a talit, and he bought him a talit. So who's on the hook? The Balabayit. Why Balabayit? Who made the Avon? The Shaliach. And you should say what? Angel Varavera, therefore the Shaliach should be Hayav. I'm asking, what kind of question is that? He didn't know. He says, no, difference. Shani Me'ila. Me'ila is different than all the Averot. Now what? By Me'ila you can have a Shaliach. Right? The Yalfa Het Mitruma. We have a Gezerah Shava. It says by Ma'ila v'chate'a b'shkaga, and it says by Teruma v'lo yisu ala v'chit. Ma Teruva mashve shaliach, af Ma'ila mashve shaliach. Okay, Ma'ila has different rules. That what? There is shlichut by Ma'ila, and therefore, when he sends him and he executes, are you going to go back to the... Mishaleach. Why? Because yes, Shaliach ledvar avera by Me'ila. Rashi, het metruma. One more Rashi. לרוב דברים הוא למודה מתרומה. For a lot of things they learn מעילה and תרומה. במסכת מעילה כתיב אחר וחטא בשביל קודשי השם, וכתיב בתרומה באוכלה בשביל ולא יישאו עליו חטא. משווה שלה, just like we learn by תרומה. Can I appoint a shleah to take תרומה for me? דהר המטה, yes. Therefore, also you can learn that by מעילה. We do not blame the shaliah, even though he's the one that made the avera. It goes back to the mishnah. It is an exception. Baruch Hashem.